We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
96.5 FM HD2 and online at WQAM.com.
All right, so Nick Diaz is in trouble. Nick Diaz faces a potential suspension.
Yeah, he does.
But let me make something very clear to you, Frank, to Manny Chang on the other side of the glass, to everybody listening. Nick Diaz did not fail a drug test, all right? So relax. Not fail a drug test.
Okay, go ahead. But he did sort of.
All he failed to do here was he failed to be organized, he failed to be diligent, and he failed to fulfill his obligations to notify this fascist regime that is USADA that, oh, I've got to tell them if I go on vacation, if I go stay at a friend's house during the weekend, if I leave town for a couple of days. These UFC fighters who allegedly are independent contractors, yet they are treated like the people who work in those iPhone factories in China. Like, it's slave labor the way these guys are treated.
You
got to tell Big Brother 24 hours a day where you are, because Big Brother USADA might decide, oh, we're going to send a urine collector to your house or to whoever's house you're staying at today, any time of day, 24/7, 365, we're sending a urine collector to your house to collect a sample for a random drug test. I understand why they do that, but it should not surprise anybody that Nick Diaz, who is a maverick, vigilante, visionary, Nick Diaz, who has never been the type of diligent, organized people person to tell employers or to tell coworkers or tell managers or tell USADA where he is at all times. Nick Diaz is socially awkward. He lives to the beat of his own drum. You have to babysit that guy. So here's what's going on with Diaz. All right, Diaz faces a potential suspension from USADA and the UFC because they've got this little rule, you know, with the random drug testing. Every fighter who's under contract is subject to random drug testing anytime, any day, anywhere. So you've got to always, and this is a very creepy thing about this USADA, no matter where you are, you have to notify USADA and the UFC, I'm going to be at X address this night, I'm going to be at Y address this other night, so that they can come and test you at any time. Nick Diaz is a strange, unorganized individual. He had three failures to give his whereabouts to USADA, so three strikes policy, they then consider that to be like a positive drug test. So now he faces a potential doping violation and suspension. Nick Diaz has not tested positive for anything. He faces a violation here because Nick Diaz, for a guy who has always been the most disorganized human being on the planet, failed to notify USADA where he was going to be at any given time. So now they're throwing the book at the guy. Yeah, I'm done. What do you have to add to this?
Well, first of all, let's think back to Wanderlei Silva, who you and I both make fun of. Drug tester showed up at his gym, and instead of being tested, he jumped out of a window.
And that's way worse. If you had actually found Diaz.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not. It's not. If you had actually.
He hid from the drug tester.
If a tester had actually found Diaz and approached him, hey, Nick, I'd like you to pee in this cup. You have to.
How do you know?
Because I know.
How do you know?
Because he's peed in the cup before.
No.
He's willing to take the test.
So
he
did Wanderlei.
No.
Wanderlei's peed in a lot of cups,
but he wasn't peeing in a cup that day. They knew where to find Wanderlei. They show up at Wanderlei's gym. He ran away to run away from the test. You can't see the difference between running away from a tester or just forgetting or failing to notify them where he is.
You don't have to tell USADA when you stay at a friend's house. You have to tell USADA when you're leaving the town that you live in.
Mm-hmm.
And three times he's forgotten to do that. He's avoiding it. He doesn't want to get nabbed. He doesn't want to pee in the cup.
Well, what does he have to hide? He's not on any performance.
We don't know,
drugs.
Do we?
Oh, and
we
I want to
only
that,
imagine.
And let me set the record straight on something else, because people always say, "Oh, it's the weed." No, it's not the weed, because weed—they only test for weed in competition. They don't test for weed out of competition.
No, they don't. He would be fine with that.
Right.
So what is he hiding? I don't
Nothing.
Know.
Nothing. He just doesn't feel like telling the man where he is at any given time.
Look, as a texter points out, the rules are the rules, man. Whether you like them or not. He's a part of an organization, and there are rules.
I understand that, but this is why.
So I am not. I do not think Nick Diaz is dumb, and I do
no,
not.
I think he.
I think he willfully does things, and so, what am I to conclude? Either he willfully did not report for three straight episodes because he doesn't like the rule, or did he willfully not do it because he doesn't want to be tested?
I don't think you understand what it means to be a strange, disorganized person. Like, Nick Diaz is the type of guy who would drive a car for 2 years with an expired license because he forgot to check for the paperwork, forgot to renew it, would drive with an expired tag for the same reason. He's the type of guy who will forget to pay his electricity bill just because he doesn't feel like doing it or he's got other things going on. That's the type of person he is. I truly believe that him not notifying USADA where he is at any given time is a quirk and an error. It's an error of disorganization. I don't think he's intentionally trying to avoid anything. I just think Nick Diaz, I blame the UFC for this. The UFC. No, if they want
that's great.
If they want a strange individual like Nick Diaz, who's, by the way, way stranger even than his brother, like Nate Diaz is normal compared to Nick. If they want a guy like Nick Diaz to fall in line, you've got to hire a glorified babysitter for the guy. The same way the Dallas Cowboys used to do this for Dez Bryant. To keep Dez Bryant out of trouble, Jerry Jones used to have essentially a bodyguard slash private eye with and watching him at all times to make sure he did the right things and stayed out of trouble. If the UFC wants to get one of their cash cows, Nick Diaz, back in the octagon, they need to do right by him by hiring him a personal assistant, hire a consigliere for him, hire somebody to help babysit the guy because he's the type of fighter who needs that.
He can't get this stuff done on his own.
You can't count on him for that.
There you go. Let's spend more money on a guy who never fights and may be on drugs.
Guys,
that's a great solution.
I'm very sorry to get into the middle of this, but you brought up a good example, but then I have to differ with it. It's the Cowboys doing it with Dez. It's not the NFL. So UFC is like the NFL. So why doesn't the camp, the Diaz camp do that instead?
Well, it's a failure. It's a failure on their part as well. Okay, that's a fair point you bring up. It's a very fair, it wasn't like the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, said, okay, we need to hire babysitters. It was Jerry Jones
who
did that.
By the way,
I'm
not on your side yet, Frank.
Yeah, you
Relax.
Are. But I want the audience to appreciate something. This is not staged. This is not acting. Alex is legitimately upset that the world thinks that his boy is a drug.
He didn't fail a test.
Like, your passion for this
family runs deep, man.
I think I have the solution, Alex. You're in the wrong career. You need to fly your ass out to Stockton.
I'll be his babysitter.
You need to be his babysitter.
I will do it. If it pays better than this job, I would do it.
I could just hear you now. Like, there'll be Diaz press conferences. Alex Donald will walk up to the podium. Nick was out of town the other day, and he's not on drugs.
I will be his Sean Spicer.
Yeah.
I would
stupid
do that
question. Next question.
I would
You're an idiot. Next question.
It's because people don't understand him the way that I do. This is an organizational failure by the UFC.
This is an organizational failure by the Diaz
like,
brothers.
Why would the UFC personally put this guy in a position to fail and antagonize him when they can make so much money off of this guy?
They have not tried to put him in a bad position. They have put the league in a position of drug cleanliness. And this dope, see what I did there? This dope can't tell them when he's going to leave town three straight times.
That didn't surprise me one
bit when
I read
that. Let me tell you, you know what I hate about what you're doing?
What's that?
Because if it was other fighters, you would be pointing the finger. I'll bet they're hiding something.
I don't know what you're talking about. No, I wouldn't.
But because it's your beloved Nick, it's USADA. It's an injustice by the UFC. It's global injustices against the Diaz family, and everyone needs to chip in and provide him with, you know, some kind of personal secretarial support.
Like, okay, because here's the thing. Nick Diaz, if he fights, is going to make you a lot of money. So if you're the UFC, you owe it to your fans to make sure you have somebody watching him 24 hours a day that he's going to dot his I's and cross his T's at all times. This is the same Nick Diaz who once got pulled out of a fight, that the first fight he was supposed to have with George St. Pierre, because he didn't show up to the press conference. These are the types of things that he does. He didn't show up to that press conference, Frank, because he decided he would rather drive around Lodi in rush hour traffic than actually show up to the airport for his flight. There's no rhyme or reason to why he does things. his manager at the time, a guy who, you know, he had to fire, but Cesar Gracie, when he used to manage Nick Diaz, Cesar, to try and get him to show up to that press conference, locked Nick Diaz in his own house just so he could get him on that plane. And then he goes back into Diaz's room to find him. He had escaped out the window just to avoid going to the press conference. He's a weird guy. There's no rhyme or reason to why he does things. You need to make sure you put him in positions to succeed, not to fail. Because now if he ends up suspended for a year, it's going to hurt the UFC more than it hurts anybody else. Because you lose the opportunity to make a ton of money off a Nick Diaz fight.
Please tweet at Alex Dono, at Alex Dono, Dono spelled D-O-N-N-O. Hit us up on the text poll. Was it 56022?
Yeah, 56022.
Tell us how dirty you think Nick Diaz is. Tell Don he loves to see it. Keep it pouring in. Nick Dirty Diaz is on the juice. Our latest text.
Here are the last couple of texts we got. Nick Dirty Diaz is on the juice. Blocked. You're blocked.
No, you're not. Send more.
Another text. Wow, the excuse machine is fully charged. I'm just telling it like it is. Because all you people out there, you're too lazy to actually click on the story. You're too lazy to click on old stories from 2, 3, 4 years ago. The pieces, personality pieces that have been written about Nick Diaz. I think Ben Fulks of MMA Junkie once spent several days out in Stockton kind of chronicling the life of Nick Diaz. If you take the time to understand this man, you would realize that he is a quirky, socially awkward individual. This is not a drug issue. This is a personality issue here. But no, you would rather just read the headline. Oh, Nick Diaz faces drug test failure without clicking on the story. Shame on every member of the media.
Has he ever been suspended for drugs before?
Oh, yes. Weed, that doesn't count.
Wait, yes.
It's ridiculous.
The answer is yes.
Weed, that's not a drug.
The answer is yes.
It's a plant.
The answer is yes.
It's an herb.
Every drug on this planet came from a plant. That's not a defense.
Well, yeah, but most of them are like mixed up.
Just because they can
pharmacologically synthesized.
Just because
there you go.
They can be now doesn't mean they all didn't come from plant. We don't have drugs from outer space. So they all came from here. They're all natural, technically. So that whole idea that it's a plant is not a...
It's not a performance-enhancing drug.
So you say. It
so
is
I
for
know.
Him because he's crazy. He can't function without it.
Well, right.
So
well,
it's performance-enhancing for him.
It's just life-enhancing.
Does it enhance his performance? Does it enhance his ability to function?
We're out of time in the 6 o'clock hour. 7 o'clock hour is coming up.
Oh,
Alex Dono and Frank Zaffrey with you. Oh, see, Nick is clear. There you go. See? We got some smart people coming in. No, but my overall message was, though, like,
oh my God, he's
shame,
died on his soapbox.
Shame on every member of the media who created a misleading headline. Oh, drug test failure for Nick Diaz. That's not what happened. And then shame on everybody out there who, instead of actually reading stories, all you do is read headlines on Twitter. 140 characters. That's all there is to life, right, Frank? There's nothing you can't read, surmise, in 140 characters. Like, why would I bother actually clicking and reading what really happened?
Diaz on the juice!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.